a story that has been circulating around the internet over the last couple of weeks. For those of you who have not seen it, I'd like to summarize it for you. Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gustman, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, was one of the leading Talmidei Chachamim of Yerushalayim. He had been a member of the Beis Din of Reb Chaim Moshe Kujensky at the age of 20. He had survived the Nazis and eventually made his way to Rehavia, where in addition to being a Rosh Yeshiva, a highly respected Talmud Chacham, gave a weekly Talmud shiur in the community. At that shiur, there were rabbis, religious court judges, a Supreme Court justice, and various professors, including Professor Yisrael Alman, now Nobel Prize laureate. In 1982, Israel went to war. Soldiers were mobilized and reserve units activated. And among those called to duty was a reserve officer, university student, a high school teacher, by the name of Shlomo Alman, son of Professor Alman. And on the eve of the 19th of Sivan, Shlomo fell in battle. Rav Gustman and the entire yeshiva came to the service. And following the burial, Rav Gustman paid a shiva visit to the Alman home. He entered and he sat down next to the professor. And the professor said to him, "Rabbi, I appreciate you coming to the cemetery, but it's time for you to return to the yeshiva." And Rav Gustman responded and he said, "I had a son named Meir. He was a beautiful child. He was taken from my arms and executed by the Nazis. I escaped. My Meir is a Kadosh. He and all the 6 million who perished are Kadoshim. And I will tell you what is now transpiring in the Olam HaEmet in Gan Eden. My Meir is welcoming your Shlomo, welcoming him into the minyan. And he is saying to him, I died because I am a Jew, because I wasn't able to save anyone else. But you, Shlomo, you died defending the Jewish people and the land of Israel. My Meir is a Kadosh, but your Shlomo is a Shliach Tzibur." And then Rav Gustman concluded, "I never had the opportunity to sit Shiva for my Meir. So please, let me sit here with you just a little bit longer." And Professor Alman replied, "I thought I could never be comforted, but Rebbe, you have comforted me." Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, says the Gemara in Tomi, Mizmor Shir La'atid Lavo Liyom Shekulo Shabbat Menucha L'chaye Olami. A psalm for the Sabbath day, a day which is entirely Sabbath, an era of peace and tranquility for our people. We don't yet live in that world. We are far from a time of Yom Shekulot Shabbat Menucha L'chaye Olamim. We live in a time of great challenges and dangers for our people. Existential dangers from enemies like Iran and terrorist organizations like Islamic Jihad and Hamas, who seek nothing but our destruction. National and religious dangers from a people deeply divided, fighting and striving with each other. A time when just to enjoy the smallest piece of land to call our own, after wandering the globe for 2 millennia, we have to sacrifice so many of our children and grandchildren, and now even parents and grandparents. And yet, we believe, we trust, we know, with all our hearts, that we are living through a very special time in history. A time in which the Almighty has blessed His people with the return to Arzeinu HaKadosha. A time in which the Ribono Shel Olam has granted His people the opportunity to rebuild their sovereignty in their land and the ability to reestablish Malchut Yisrael in substance, if not in form. A time in which God has restored the dignity of His people by giving them the tools to defend themselves against those who, as we say at Pesach, rise up to destroy us in every generation, b'chol dor v'dor. A time of reshit tzmichat gulatenu, the first flower of the promised redemption of our people, a flower that blossoms and blooms and grows ever stronger with each passing year. And so the psalmist continues, Tov, lehodot l'Hashem. It is good to praise God and to sing to His great name. It is our collective and national responsibility to praise God and to thank God, to recognize these blessings, to acknowledge that while there are still challenges, and as significant as they are, these are challenges that our parents and our grandparents would have gladly traded for the challenges they had to face, wandering the exile from country to country. These are the challenges we have dreamt of having for so long. Tov la'olot la'Hashem. It is good to praise God. Then the psalmist says something very interesting. La'agid ba'boker chasdecha. To speak of your kindness in the morning and your faith during the nights. What are the morning and what are the nights referred to? Says the Radak, Baboker le'et ha'geula u'balelot hem ha'galuyot. In the morning of redemption, we will sing to the Almighty's kindness and blessing. And during the long night of exile, we will speak of our faith and of the Almighty's trust, protecting us and allowing us to survive so that we may reach, ultimately, the time of redemption. But if that is the interpretation, I submit to you the verses backwards. The long nights of exile come before the morning of redemption. Vayale et erev yi'yeol. And so I suggest that the verse also means that during the morning dawn of redemption, lahagid baboker chasdecha, there will undoubtedly still be periods of darkness, of trials, of tribulations and sacrifices and hardships, ve'emunatcha balelot. And at that time, we have to have faith. Faith in God, faith in the redemption itself, faith not only in the truth of our cause, but in each other, standing together, comforting each other, giving each other strength, as Albert Gustman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, offered strength to bereaved parents whose son died on the battlefield. We recognize that in dawn there is darkness also. In celebration there is also sadness, and in victory there is also sacrifice. But these sacrifices are not in vain. And we, and our children, and our grandchildren, are blessed because we have the State of Israel. Because we have been the recipients of this most wonderful gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. We have been blessed with the strongest, most ethical and moral military in the world. We have been blessed to see Jews from all over the world gather back to their homeland and rebuild their country, their language, their culture, and their souls.
We have been blessed to see Israel flourish into one of the strongest democracies in the world, with one of the strongest and growing economies in the world. And most importantly, we have been blessed to build a country that houses the greatest number of yeshivot and institutions of higher Torah learning than ever seen before in the history of our people. We have been blessed to see Israel emerge as the anchor of Jewish life, linking Jewish souls around the globe to one history and one destiny. We have been blessed by the Ribbono Shel Olam with so much to be thankful for. And this is the day to express our eternal gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tov lehodot laHashem ulezamer leshimcha elyon lahagid baboker chasdecha veemunatcha balelot. It is good to give thanks to God and to sing to His great name, to speak of His kindness on the morning of redemption, even as moments of darkness test our faith. Ze hayom asa Hashem nagila.
This day has God made. Let us rejoice in it.